Tom Forrest has an elaborate plan to trap the poachers denuding Fairbrother's estate. He's ostensibly gone away, but had himself picked up at a nearby railway halt by Phil Archer, who agreed to watch out the night with him through to dawn this morning.
Is that you, Phil?
Yes, Uncle Tom.
You're that blooming dog. Something must have disturbed him.
Yeah. Letting go, wasn't he?
Yeah, certainly was. Not bad timing, lad. 12:10. Any signs?
Not up the top, no. What about you?
No, not in long cover yet. Yeah. It's the right night, though. Moon with a bit of scudding cloud and a bit of wind.
Mm. Did you do all right today?
What, up in Diana Hood's shed?
Yeah.
I had myself a bit of sleep, too.
Oh, good.
I wasn't disturbed. Now, look, Phil. Mm. There's only you and me and Fairbrother knows as I ain't in Fordingbridge. I'll swear.
Mm. Except the ticket collector at Merton Hall to where I picked you up.
Well, he don't matter. Mm. Now, I went through the top half of the dogs just on dusk, Phil. Uh-huh. Pushed most of the birds down this way. And I reckon this is where they'll have to come to find them.
What do we do, then?
Well, keep a quiet patrol through the whole cover. Mm-hmm. If here's nothing, meet back here. Same spot every hour. All right?
Yep. All right, then.
Right, off you go, then. And be as quiet as you can, lad.
Yeah, righto.